Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Financing Your Business with Apple Capital Group. Today's show is identity theft, and I have on the line with me our special guest is Don with Identity Shield. It's called now Legal Shield.
Yes, Legal Shield took over prepaid legal services.
Okay, well, great. Thank you for joining the program this morning. I guess to start off, tell us about yourself and how did you get into Legal Shield?
Well, Tim, yes, I owned a computer services company for 20 years and sold that company and wound up. I didn't want to go back into a traditional business with lots of capital and lots of employees and lots of administration and so forth. So I looked for a business that I could develop a long-term, ongoing residual income that could give me the freedom I wanted without all the problems of traditional business, and that's how I hooked up with Ben 16 years ago, Prepaid Legal Services, and now our company was bought out recently for $650 million in cash and has become Legal Shield.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Kind of tell us about identity theft itself. I know it's a really, really serious crime. Believe it or not, a lot of people are really affected by identity theft as a whole. Kind of tell us about identity theft as it plays a part, I guess, in the nation today as a crime.
Yes, and most people, Tim, think identity theft is just of a credit or credit reporting nature. And it's far more than that, and people who are hit with a serious issue of identity theft learn the hard way that it can become far greater than a financial issue. People can get a hold of our driver's license information that's readily available. They can get a hold of our Social Security number or our children's Social Security. 10.2% of all children under the age of 18 in America have already had their identities compromised and their Social Security information is being used. People can be arrested for crimes they didn't commit with criminal identity theft. And medical identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes out there. So it can spread. It's a crime where you're guilty until proven innocent. And it's multi-jurisdictional. It runs across and starts spreading all over the country and can even spread on a worldwide scale. 27,000 people a day are being victimized with identity theft just in the U.S. now.
Wow. So this, in a sense, is stealing your identity, not taking your credit, but it's actually taking your entire identity. And these perpetrators take your identity and pose of buying cars, buying vehicles. Just even if they get stopped, they say, I am this person. And are they creating IDs in a sense of kind of tell us how a person can steal someone's identity?
Well, it's pretty easy because there's a real you out there, folks, and there's a database you. You know, the database you is on all of us. There, the information's readily available. So people get a hold of somebody's Social Security number. They create a whole new person. They get a hold of maybe a child's Social Security number, maybe somebody else's driver's license information, my medical information. They go out and open credit cards in our name. They borrow money in our name. And the reason that's so critical is, according to federal law, you've got 60 days to deny that you owe a liability on a credit card or anything else, or you own that liability. So you got some people who think, hey, I just check my credit once a year, I'll be fine. because they really think identity theft's just credit. And people can get a hold of this information readily. Over 10 million Social Security numbers are being bought and sold right now on the Internet every 6 weeks. Now, I get that information from Identity Theft Resource Center. I'm a certified identity theft risk management specialist by the Institute of Fraud and Risk Management, so I'm in tune with that information like a lot of our people with Legal Shield are, and we're well educated on this issue.
Okay, wow. So kind of recap, you said not only is this not a financial aspect of this, also there is selling your child's identity, social security number, and parading as that that person as a new person. You mentioned also medical identity. They can take your medical information and pass it on as well. Identity for financial, identity for criminal activity. And if you're not monitoring your credit is one thing. I mean, there's options we can monitor our credit every single month, but how in the world can you monitor your child's identity? Would you never assume that, hey, this person took my child's identity, social security number, or whatever it is, or medical information, and they're using that information to pose as somebody else. So how are they getting the information? I know you can buy, as you mentioned, on the Internet anything that you want and buy social security numbers and so forth. But on the medical aspect of that, how are they taking the person's medical information?
Well, one of the many movie clips we use when we do training and education with businesses, because there are new federal laws now, Tim, that you're probably aware, that require all employers now to conduct ongoing training of their employees with regard to identity theft awareness and prevention, because the majority of the explosion of identity theft is originating in the workplace. Well, one of the clips we use to educate them is a small clip about medical identity theft, where a lady with Blue Cross Blue Shield is on there saying, somebody getting a hold of your medical card is like them getting a hold of a credit card with $1.5 million line of credit on it. That is valuable information for resale. If these crooks will sell people's medical identity, the medical cards, Medicare information, Social Security information, it's valuable, very valuable. And desperate people do desperate things in desperate times. A lot of the identity theft fraud cases that are occurring in businesses are occurring with negligent and disgruntled employees. And they'll sell medical information right on the Internet and get a handsome price for it. And then people who have terminal illnesses can actually go be admitted to hospitals and be treated for terminally ill diseases. Another clip we show that educates employees and different people about identity theft talks about a lady in Dublin, California, who went to apply for a job. She had not worked in several years, and she went to apply for a job and found out she already worked there. It was Target is where she applied. Well, on further investigation, she found out, make a long story short, over 200 people across the United States were working jobs under her Social Security number for the last several years. And, of course, this is going on with people. They don't even know about it. They don't even know it's going on because they never checked their Social Security earnings statements. They never check any of that information. And so it's going on for millions of Americans out there that they don't even know about. This lady wound up owing the IRS $1 million. They were coming after her, trying to take everything she had. You know, it can be a life-devastating event for people.
Wow. So you saying this lady, I'm assuming she had a common name, they took her identity and applied all over the nation, applied for credit, apply for jobs, I guess trying to evade for maybe a felony conviction or something, or I know some jobs are turning you down on bad credit, and they took her information and just duplicated over and over and kept applying to Target and some other businesses. That's what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. And see, they can get a hold of our driver's license information, get traffic tickets they don't pay. The majority of people, 82% of identity theft victims, find out they're a victim through some type of adverse action, like all of a sudden you owe the IRS $100,000. Or
okay.
Not long ago, a gentleman I met was pulled over for speeding down on I-10 Katy Freeway there in Houston, Texas. In a business suit going to a professional appointment, he was pulled over for speeding and wound up thrown across the hood of his car with handcuffs and thrown in jail, you know. So adverse action is the way most people find out, because it's very misunderstood. There were 70,000 cases of identity theft back in the year 2000. Last year, over 9.9 million reported cases of identity theft. So we're in an absolute pandemic here.
And we just scratched the surface, as you're saying.
Yes.
We just don't know until it happens to you. Then you know your identity has been compromised. If we back up a second, you talked about, I think, businesses. What can a business do to protect themselves? Now, we hire employees based on what we know, what we trust. But again, with today's economy, if you see you have to let somebody go, some company would just let them go on the spot. Some companies would be a little bit more sympathetic. Hey, I'm going to give you a week notice or 2 week notice, or I'm downsizing your department. Never knowing that person can be really disgruntled with the company because now they're about to lose their jobs. Is there anything as a business owner or a business can do to protect themselves that the information they receive on their clients is not being compromised?
Yes, and one, the biggest thing they can do, according to Panamon Institute, one of the leading experts in identity theft, is training. And,
okay,
of course, it not only makes good business sense to train your employees, it also is now required for most all companies. And the law firm that we use is out of Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm,
a firm called Wiley Ryan that advises us on security policies and everything. And a gentleman there named Kirk Nehra is recognized as the leading legal expert on privacy and security in the United States, because most law firms don't even know about this issue, folks. I've done seminars for some law firms and some lawyers, and some of our other people have done seminars, and most of them don't even know about all this. This is all brand new stuff. So it poses two major problems for businesses, identity theft and other legal issues, because, see, identity theft is not a financial issue. It's a legal issue. It takes lawyers to get all this stuff straight and clean up criminal records and everything. So there are things that companies can do to lower their absenteeism from this issue, to improve their productivity, and lower their tremendous liability. Tim, one of the new things in the law is employers are now liable for all actual damages from identity theft in the workplace and unlimited punitive damages with no statute of limitations. In fact, the laws even state that it applies to all past, current, and future employees. So employees are filing class action lawsuits against companies, and precedents are being set right now. In fact, the Ninth Circuit federal court just came down with a ruling that allows the big data breach case against Starbucks to go forward by the employees on ID fraud, even though there have been no damages yet. They said it can go forward just on the possibility that there could be future damages. So what we do is we help businesses improve their productivity and lower their liability. We represent the largest fraud solution company in the world in this arena of identity theft.
Okay. For a guest, if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-324-3460. Again, that number is 347 324-3460, or you can chat online on that webpage site on blogtalkradio.com/Apple Capital Group and pose your question there. If you do dial in, just dial, if you dial one, punch one, and that will let me know you have a question. Other than that, I think you're listening. You have a clip on your site, Don. I guess I can go ahead and play that audio, if you don't mind. And that's on, it says Legal Shield, and has your picture of Wingham and Associates. Is that good for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
With the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gained you access to our legal system. And after depleting his life savings, defending Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
It's a great promotion. Todd, I'm back to Don, you still there?
Yes.
Going back to the topic of business and protecting themselves, and you mentioned the liability, if a company is liable for this, is there something they can do that can lessen their liability so they wouldn't be so liable on things? Is there a program they can join, or is nothing really to do? They just need to make sure they document everything wisely. Any suggestions or comments?
Yes, I mean, they can go and they can hire lawyers and pay thousands and thousands of dollars to educate their law firm on these issues and so forth, or they can call a company like ours, which not only includes all the legal areas, but the largest fraud solution company in the world handles all of our monitoring and full restoration on identity theft. So what we offer to do for an employer of all types, we will do the required training of the employees. We'll either do it on a webinar, or we'll do it live, standing in front of 25 to 50 employees at a time. and we do that training, then we document that and offer them a voluntary benefit, which is a mitigation plan to the employees on a voluntary payroll deduction basis. So it doesn't cost the company anything to build a defensible position here. So they can build a defensible position by having clear documentation that they're doing training of their employees as required by law, and we'll do that training at no charge if they just let us offer this great legal and identity theft benefit that saves people time and money, because they don't have to be a victim of identity theft to use our legal plan. It saves employees time and money. We have clients that range from General Motors all the way down to 5 to 10 employee mom and pop companies. One of my associates just put it in for the Attorney General's office. We have 4 states that now offer our plan, numerous cities, counties, municipalities. So we're all at risk, and there's nothing we can do to stop identity theft. You hear ads on the radio and TV that have been fined already by the Federal Trade Commission millions of dollars because you cannot stop identity theft. All you can do is catch it, fix it, and what our plan does, we're the only company that they can hand off the problem, and if somebody's hit with any form of identity theft, the largest fraud solution company in the world, working with our nationwide network of attorneys, does full restoration for that person and cleans up every area of identity theft in all 5 forms without that employee having to take time off work or anything. They can keep on producing revenue for that business. So we improve productivity and lower the liability because it's caught, fixed, and there are no damages.
Okay. So what happened then now is put the company and say, hey, we made this available to our people. So now that's protecting our employees in a sense. We offer a system, and it's up to the employee to say, yeah, they take it or not. And so the company is off the hook on that sense. They have educated. They have opened the opportunity. What about for anything that any product your company offer for businesses to protect their clients in a sense?
Yes. We also have a business plan. And while nobody can ever do anything to stop lawsuits, I mean, you could still be sued. You just want to make sure you're not on that stand and you've committed willful negligence. In other words, here's an employee that was devastated with identity theft from some fellow employee taking their information. They were devastated. They filed a class action lawsuit against you now, and you're going to go on the stand and you completely ignored the new federal regulations of training. You don't want to be in that position. You want to make sure you're on there if anything ever happens, and you have built a defensible position, and you're exactly right, Tim. Having that documentation that I have done training on an ongoing basis by qualified people. Number 2, I have offered a mitigation plan to my employees, and approximately half of them take our program. Now, if you went and interviewed your employees and took a poll, none of them want it. Hey, I'm not being sued and I'm not being arrested. What would I need this for? It sounds expensive. Well, our entire plan costs less than $6 a week for the whole family. That covers children, everything for under $6 a week. So it's very inexpensive, but they don't even know what a legal plan means. So if you poll them, nobody's interested. And when we stand in front of them and present the information, well over half of them take it. And the more employees in a business that take the coverage, the higher productivity improvement you're going to have and the lower liability you're going to have. And we have a business plan that also protects the business and even covers lawsuits.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, that's great, really great options. So we have a program that can protect the business. We have a program that is now protecting their employees and their families. And and all of this is encompassed in the Legal Shield product itself.
Yes. And we sell to consumers, to small businesses. We have about 90,000 small businesses on our plan. We have 4 million users on our family plan just as consumers. But the thing about it is recent market research shows, Tim, that our company Legal Shield conducted after a period of 9 months of doing focus group studies with over 30,000 people across the country, that 61% are completely unaware that anything like this is even available. So we've got a big job in letting everybody know that here's a program that you can have total access to top quality attorneys and identity theft, not only monitoring, but full restoration by licensed fraud investigators, all for less than a cup of coffee a day for your entire family.
Right. So in a case, for example, what can a person, two folds of this question, if they are, the identity already been compromised, what can they do at this point? I know they can go back and buy your product. Will your company help them clean up if they buy your product, if they have already been compromised?
Yes. Now, the Federal Trade Commission tells us that the average person can spend upward of 600 man hours, mainly during daytime, because these agencies that you have to work with and try to figure out how to restore your identity aren't open on night and weekends.
Okay.
The Federal Trade Commission publishes a book fighting against identity theft. As they say, it can take months and even years and years to clean up this mess. Now, a person who's already been hit with a major form of identity theft can purchase our product, and it includes unlimited consultation with a licensed fraud investigator with Kroll. And that name of that company is K-R-O-L-L. They are the largest employer of ex-CIA and FBI agents in the world. That's
okay.
Who handles all of our identity theft, monitoring, and full restoration. So a member gets unlimited consultation. They'll have a licensed fraud investigator tell them exactly what they can go do to fix their identity. Now, if they want to turn it over and have Kroll handle it all, there's an $899 pre-existing fee, and they'll take it over and fix it. Like this gentleman in Houston that I mentioned that I met that was thrown over the hood of his car, he had spent over $30,000 over 3 years and $30,000 and just finished getting all of his criminal records cleaned up because he had criminal records in 6 states. Now, as all of you on the land probably are aware, a lawyer can't walk across a state land. So you got to go hire 6 different attorneys in 6 different states. He had to put retainers in for each one of them because no attorney's going to work with you unless you pay them up front, unless you're a member of our plan, which covers you nationwide. And we have some of the top law firms in the country that provide our services. We paid law firms over $100 million last year on behalf of our members providing services. So our plan catches it, fixes it, and everything. And they can get it all fixed with a pre-existing fee if you want them to handle everything, $899.
Okay. So, again, you can go into your program if your identity compromised. Again, you are protected if you already enroll in this plan, and they will take everything for you. You really don't have to do anything. Just notify them. And in that system of Legal Shield, how do you go and search all the databases to find out if there is a criminal background, there's a financial, there's a identity cloning, there's medical, there's children theft? Will you give that information? Do they search a certain database to find all this information about the person?
No, no, they don't. What they do is give you a complete kit when you sign up, telling you how to go look at all that information on your own, and then they kick in credit monitoring. Then if ever a member thinks that they might be a victim of identity theft, they can call an 800 toll-free number. get consultation from a licensed fraud investigator. Now, if any indication comes that you've been hit with identity theft, then they kick in every area. They lock down all your credit files. They then go to the passport, everything from passports to criminal records nationally to motor vehicle records. They get a limited power of attorney to act on your behalf. Now, a lot of people don't realize, they say, well, I'm going to be really careful, so I'm not going to be a victim. Well, here's why you can't stop it. The state of Texas just had a data breach with 4.9 million of our Social Security numbers let out to the public and disclosed. Company after company, from Citigroup to Starbucks to Best Buy, AOL, Facebook, just to name a few, Texas A&M, Bank of America, Sony PlayStation, just data breaches like crazy that are being reported by companies where maybe we're being careful, but our information is being put out there and let out there. If you've ever been to a doctor or a dentist, they're being broken into. Their computers are missing. They come to work one day and they've been broken into and nothing's gone. All of a sudden they find out here's a whole server that's missing. That's what's going on out there. So our information is at risk constantly. You can either sit back and wait till it happens and go through the nightmare of what it'll take to fix it all, or you can be proactive and get on the front end of it.
Okay, wonderful. Now, any particularly, as we close the program today, if anybody have a question, again, you can call at 347-324-3460. Again, that's area code 347-324-3460, or you can pose a question in the chat room. To close with, Don, do you have any last-minute comments you want to talk about your and your company before we actually give them your information?
Yeah, I'd just say, Tim, that I appreciate the opportunity to be your guest here today. And, you know, each person needs to really take a look at our program, because this is the only program out there of its type that provides monitoring, complete and total restoration, and access to legal counsel. And you don't even have to be a victim of identity theft to use the legal plan. As I said earlier, people have day-to-day issues that pop up. They get a traffic ticket. They don't want the points to go on their record. They get tax questions, all types of issues. And our business plan, by the way, is even endorsed by the president and CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce now. So it's a highly credible, top-notch program with some of the top attorneys in the country and the top fraud solutions company in the world.
Wow. Okay, great. To close with, kind of tell us how we can contact you if they're interested in this identity solution.
Yes, anyone who might be interested in additional information, you can email me at don@idtriskmgtgrp.com. That's idtriskmanagementgroup.com. Or you can go to that website and find some additional information, idtriskmanagementgroup.com. Again, the email, don@idtriskmgtgrp.com. And my phone number is 972-814-9498. That's 972. I'm in Dallas. 814-9498. We're a nationwide company. We operate in 49 of the 50 U.S. states, everywhere but Alaska, and in four provinces of Canada now. So we work with companies all over the country. Over 34,000 businesses have put this in as an employee benefit to help mitigate their liability and improve their productivity. So that's my contact information. Would love to get you additional materials and additional information for you to look over.
Great. I really appreciate it. Again, to contact you by phone again? What is that number again, Don?
972-814-9498.
And that website address?
It's IDT, as in identity theft, IDT, riskmanagementgroup.com.
Wonderful. I really appreciate you coming on the air today. Again, thank you for coming on the program, and I appreciate all the information you have regarding identity theft. Identity, taking someone's identity, not only is it not taking your credit information, it's also encompassing taking your financial, taking your children's information, taking your medical information, and also they can create a criminal identity that you're not even part of. So again, thank you, Don. I really appreciate you coming on the program. And again, we'll have this information posted to the site. Thank you for joining Apple Capital Group Noonday Show, sharing your business. Thank you again, Don. And everyone, just have a great day. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, have a great day. It's been another production of Apple Capital Group.